Hi, this is Iringa Hockley. I'm a Swiss attorney based in the Bureau des Avocats Internationaux, IJDH's sister organization in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. As coordinator of the Health and Human Rights in Prison project, I'm going to speak today about the conditions in Haiti's prisons and the work that we are doing to improve them. Conditions in Haitian prisons are among the world's worst. Over 80% of detainees have not been convicted of a crime. There are even cases where someone ends up in prison for 3 years without ever having seen a judge, although the maximum sentence for the crime they are accused of is only 6 months. 40% of detainees report of having been tortured in custody. The prison cells are so overcrowded that many inmates must take turns to sleep on the floor, since there simply isn't enough room for them all to lie down at once. The provision of food and drinking water is completely inadequate. There have been cases where inmates have died because they have been given cholera-infested water to drink. The unsanitary conditions and the lack of medical care often convert pre-trial detention into a death sentence. The BAI and IJDH work to improve these chronic conditions and to defend the rights of disempowered detainees. The goals of the Health and Human Rights in Prison project is to reduce prolonged pre-trial detention by delivering health and legal services to Haitian prisoners and hereby ameliorate the conditions for those who remain. By providing poor detainees with the best legal representation possible, we also work towards advancing systemic reform of the judiciary system in Haiti. Currently, we are operating in 3 pilot prisons in Hirsch, Mirbalet and Saint-Marc, where the legal team represents individuals at no charge to secure dismissals, pre-trial release and speedy trials. These efforts have contributed to a significant reduction in the rate of pretrial detention in the prisons we work. In Hirsch, for example, the percentage of prisoners held in pretrial detention has decreased by 20% between 2009 and 2010. The stories of Yvonne and Gabrielle, for example, highlight the realities of the Haitian justice system and describe some of the activities carried out by HHRPP. Yvonne, a 40-year-old farmer and father of 3 children, was working on his plot of land in March 2011 when he was detained and thrown into the prison of Hirsch. Consecutively, the authorities accused him of having committed a crime of disobedience of a court order. However, no court had ever issued a decision concerning Yvonne. The HHRPP lawyer in charge successfully challenged the legality of Yvonne's arrest, which resulted in his release in June 2011. The second story I want to tell you about is that of Gabrielle, who came to HHRPP's attention in the prison of Mirbalet. He was arrested a few days prior without any reason. The subsequent investigation by our lawyer showed that neither the Office of Public Prosecution nor the prison authorities had a file concerning Gabrielle's case. Moreover, there was no public authority that was able to give a reason for his arrest. Since Gabrielle can't read or write and does not have acquaintances able to help him or the funds to pay for an attorney, he would likely have been without recourse. Fortunately, the HHRPP lawyer in charge challenged the legal basis of the detention successfully, securing Gabrielle's release in May 2011. If you want to know more about BAI's and IJDH's prison work, you can check out additional information on our webpage ijdh.org and watch this space. Thanks for listening.